You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This game is called Rattle Off. It's brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. And Jeremy, we have a full bank of callers.
Look at this, jam-packed.
So first one to get through was Amber. Hi, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey. So glad you called. What are you up to today?
Taking my kids to the dentist.
Oh,
is it
how
gonna
do you
be
think
a,
that's going to turn out?
Yeah, is it
the
be
cavities, are they pretty good at keeping up with that?
Well, they're pretty good with keeping up with their dental, but one is in braces and he's complaining it's hurting him. So we're
poor buddy.
Yeah,
that's not good. No.
Jeremy, did you have braces?
I did not. Nick Nack had full like headgear, like the whole
like a
full
space
machinery
creature or whatever.
What are braces running nowadays, Amber? Because I'm thinking my son's going to probably have to have them.
Depends on your insurance. They can run up to like $12,000.
Oh, that's fun. $12,000, huh?
Right.
His teeth look fine.
How much do you have? You know, you can't put a price tag, though, on beautiful,
sure
on beautiful
you could
smile.
About $12,000.
Beautiful smile. For the rest of his life.
He'll be fine. He can figure it out on his own. Wow. Yeah, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah.
Nicole had to do that thing where like her mom actually had to go in and put like some sort of key into it, like on the roof of her mouth and twist it every night.
Sounds like a torture device.
Yeah, to like tighten it up.
It's a spacer. It helps their jaw.
That's what it was. It was a spacer. And yeah, and she said that her mom would constantly, because of the saliva and everything, she would drop the key and it would go, she'd constantly choke on the key because her mom's hands were so slippery.
I think her mom's hands were slippery from the jack.
It's the worst. I mean, you could be right. Time to tighten your braces.
Well, Amber, have you tried getting up in there and torquing those things down a little bit? Maybe that's why your son's complaining. They're like over-tightened or
something. Does he have
the key? He does not have the spacer, thank God.
Oh, okay. Well, enough of this. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, your letter is A, as in alphabet.
Okay.
10 seconds. We need 5 companies or brands who begin with the letter A. Companies or brands that begin with the letter A. Ready? And go.
Amazon. Adidas. What is it?
No help.
You can't get help.
No help.
No.
No, Amber.
No cheating.
That's cheating.
You didn't even hide the fact that you were cheating.
Help me. Help me.
No. They're saying companies and names. It was
yeah, that's what we were saying to Amber, not to anybody else. Listen, good luck at the dentist, okay?
Thanks.
All right,
you're
bye.
Welcome. Thanks for calling us. Have a great day.
That's not the spirit of the game.
People, you can't cheat.
That's not the spirit of Christmas.
Play on your own 2 feet. You know, nobody, don't get help. My God. Hey, Jennifer, what are you doing?
I'm working.
Yeah, what is that work?
Work it.
I am a caregiver.
Good human. Thank you
good
for that.
For you.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Did you have braces when you were a kid?
No, I didn't, but my kids do, or did.
Was Amber pretty accurate on that price?
Yeah, my insurance covered most of it. For my son, I think his were about $8,000, and my 17-year-old daughter, hers were $5,000, and my youngest, she just got hers on. She's 12. Hers are about $6,000. It honestly depends on how long you have them on, too.
So you're like pushing $20,000 in braces.
Mm-hmm. I am, yep.
Holy but what will cow. It be out of pocket for you?
I think so far it's been around $5,000 out of pocket.
Oh, God. That's three
Isn't
kids.
Isn't there a better way? Isn't there a better way now? Why are we still attaching these metal torture devices to our kids' teeth? Isn't there's got to be a better way.
We need to just get
they
busy
have that
with
Invisalign.
The. We need to get busy with that genetic stuff so that you can do it while they're still in the womb. You know, you can
their teeth and
give them the perfect teeth gene.
Wow,
yeah, that'd be awesome. Huh.
You know, there's always a trade-off, though. You give them a perfect teeth gene, though, and then they come out and, like, their ear is on their elbow or something.
Oh, my God. So.
Hey, out of four, I only have one that has perfect teeth, so...
You hold that one tight. You cherish that little human.
Yeah, but that one will end up becoming like an arsonist or something.
Drug addict or something, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she actually goes to see you. She does really well.
That you know of.
Are you telling me she's
partying like crazy.
Are you telling me that no one in the history of mankind who's gone to see you has ever been like a criminal or anything?
No, I'm sure they have, but she's a good kid.
Of course. We're just playing.
We're just goofing.
We're just talking about the way
But she's still probably partying like crazy.
Yeah, she's getting drunk up there. I mean, you know.
Wasted.
Well, who doesn't?
Hey, at least she has good-looking teeth while she's getting drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Maybe we should do that as a segment on the show sometime, about the whole how the universe balances the ledger, you know?
Yeah.
One way or the
right,
other.
Yeah.
You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I sure am.
Okay. 10 seconds. We're looking for five. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and do this one. Because something that we were talking about during the trending report. We're looking for five very wealthy people. They must be very wealthy. Five very wealthy people. Ready? And go.
Bill Gates. Donald Trump, I mean, he's pretty wealthy.
And many more.
Darn it.
Bezos. Oh.
Don't you wish you were as wealthy as these people and then you had to worry about those braces at all, Jennifer?
Exactly. But then I wouldn't get to work with my elderly clients, so.
See?
Yeah.
Again, trade-off in the universe.
That's pretty cool that you do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very rewarding, and I love it.
I bet.
Well, we love you. We appreciate all that you do, and thanks for listening to the show. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Darn it.
There she goes.
That was an easy one.
Hey.
It was.
Mandy, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you up to?
Like a lot of noise.
Oh, I'm going to pick up my groceries with my kids.
Okay. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth or something?
You are. You want me to take it?
Please. It's hard to hear you.
I feel like you're sitting
in the way back. Like
is
you have
Josh
a Suburban.
Not telling people this?
And you're in the way back of the Suburban.
Hmm. No, I'm in the front of the Suburban.
There. Now we can hear you.
The front of the Suburban.
Good.
Better. Hmm. So you order your groceries and then pick them up?
I do.
Curbside.
I know a lot of people doing that now.
Bring them out. Do you like people picking out your produce for you? Because I don't like that.
Honestly, at my King Supers, they're pretty good at it.
Yeah?
Nice.
Right.
My neighbor was talking about how they just recently tried doing that, and they had put bananas on the list, and then they got the order, and there was one single banana that they put in.
Oh, well, I hope it was really good.
I guess you have to specify you want more than one banana.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
I like the way Mandy said at my King Supers. So what she's insinuating is that at other King Supers, they really suck at it.
No, they don't. Whatever. We like King Supers. Shut up.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
I shop at King Supers. What are you talking about? Uh-huh. They got my business. Look at my super card.
Uh-huh.
Mandy, ready to play Rattle Off?
Yeah.
All right.
She's so tired of talking with us already.
I know. You called us, Mandy. I mean, you know what we do, right?
I'm nervous. I'm not going to get any of these.
Oh, don't be nervous. Oh, no. This is just fun. We're just having fun. Take a deep breath. Let me hear it.
All right. I do love Target, though. So.
Well, there you go. If you win, you get that gift card. You can do some more curbside pickups.
10 seconds. We need five hotel chains.
Ooh,
they're like chains. No, that's
Ooh,
easy. There's hotels
hard.
On every block.
It's really hard.
They're chains of hard. Hotels.
Ooh, good luck.
You can do this one.
Good
Ready?
Luck.
Marriott.
Wait. Ready and go.
Marriott, Ramada, Super 8. La Quinta.
Oh no!
You got four.
Where's the Holiday Inn? The Holiday.
That was gonna be last.
You gotta be quicker.
Where's the Hyatt?
The Hyatt.
The Westin.
Oh, so many, Mandy. Yeah.
Motel 6.
Oh,
I had Motel 8.
You had Super 8. Which is good.
Super 8.
You know where Motel 6 got their name, Mandy?
No.
Because when they first opened, that was the price of every room. $6.
Oh. What a bargain.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fun fact, Mandy.
They didn't feel like changing the name these days to like Motel 66 or Motel 74. Something
stupid. All right.
But that really is true. That's where the name came
from. I believe you.
They were $6.
Stop yelling. I believe you.
Goodbye, Mandy.
Bye, Mandy.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Here's Zach. Hello, Zachariah.
Come on, Zach.
Hey, how's it going? Boy?
You need a winner, dude.
Nobody's winning
today.
I'm
hoping I can do it.
All right, what do you do?
And, Jeremy, I would like to say I had a spacer.
You had a spacer?
That's great.
How do your teeth look now?
They're okay now.
They're okay?
Just That's okay?
Yeah.
So it wasn't worth it.
I had them when I was really young.
Okay.
I had them when I was like 5 and 6.
Oh,
well,
man.
Wait a minute. You lose your baby teeth. Why would you go and put, you know?
Well, it was more for your bite.
That's what the spacers were for, is to space them out so they all fit.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, did they all fit?
Now they do.
Okay. So it worked. You're good then.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah,
it sounds like a torture device, buddy. That key and everything.
It was a torture device.
Sounds horrible.
I did have the key. You had like, it was like a little bar you put in there and spaces it. Then you're like, why did my teeth hurt?
Because you're wrenching down on them every night.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
And they're like, oh, this is good for you.
You'll thank us later.
Right. Oh, buddy. I feel for you, man.
Well, take a picture of your smile and send it to us so we can judge how it all turned out, okay?
Okay.
Get the broccoli out of them.
Eat an Oreo first. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Come on.
Yes.
Your letters are P as in Paul, O as in Olive, P-O. Words that start with P-O. I need 5 of them. Words that begin with P-O. Ready and go.
Pop. Problem. Or no, not problem. A possible. Possum.
No. Poo.
Time is up.
We needed a poo.
That was a good one. That was
poo.
Tough.
No, it's actually really easy.
It's super easy, Zach.
Yeah.
No.
Potato, possible, poor.
Pop, popcorn.
Pot.
Zach.
Power, powerful.
Zach.
Poke.
Yeah, but you're not in the 10-second restraint.
Well, that's true. It is more difficult under the gun.
You got us there.
Yeah, because it's the mental restriction of 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Got to be mentally strong in this game, Zach, don't you?
Yes, you do.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your teeth.
You're a good man. Have a great day. Thanks for being a good sport.
You too.
Bye, Zach.
Okay, bye. We do mess with everybody who calls. People just got to be aware of that. Nikki, good morning. Hi.
Oh, hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Oh, good.
What are you doing?
Good. Taking my son to school. It's an exciting morning.
That's pretty good.
Then what are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm going to go home and do some work, feed our 3 rabbits, and do maybe some exercise.
What are the rabbits' names?
They are Georgia, Sackis, which is a very unique name, and just regular old Bunny.
I bet Bunny feels really Bunny. Inferior. Oh, my name is Bunny.
It was Sackis?
No. Sackis. It's actually my son's really good friend's last name.
Oh,
and
okay.
he thought that would be pretty unique and kind of fun.
I like that.
So, yeah.
I wonder how a friend would feel knowing that a bunny was named after you. Like,
it's an honor, right?
If I got a bunny rabbit and I said, hey, this is Jeremy.
In some cultures, that's an honor. It's an honor.
He is. He doesn't actually know, so we haven't told him yet. So.
What do the bunnies eat? What are they eating?
They love kale. They love carrots. What else do they like?
I got news for you. I read a story the other day that said that's not what you're supposed to be feeding rabbits.
You ever give them a scoop of lasagna?
They said feeding carrots and lettuce to bunnies is actually not what they should be eating.
What?
I'm telling you.
It's true. You think, Bugs Bunny, it's like the thing to do, but no.
They're not supposed to have.
What does it do to them?
Well, it messes up their their body sugars and metabolism. They're not supposed to eat. It's like junk food for them.
Actually, like, the carrots are really filled with sugar.
Yeah, so you're not supposed to be giving them a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, we try to limit it, but it's hard because they
there's
love
like
it so much.
Rabbit pellets that you can buy.
I'm like rabbits. I hate carrots.
That's boring.
I hate carrots.
Let's. We're so far over time that the consultant is probably going to fire us.
He's in the hall
today.
Staring at us.
He's got his arms crossed and he's looking through the window.
Right. He's not a rabbit fan.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Nikki, five things that you would find in space.
Oh, come
five things that you might find in space, like outer space. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Stars, space station, planets, asteroids, satellites, comets, the sun.
You know what, Jeremy? This lady is a winner!
Finally! Good job.
Boy, it took a long time today, bunny lady. So
we went from rabbits to planets. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You did such a good job. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh wants to tell you about your Target gift card.
Okay, awesome. We love listening to you guys. You guys make us laugh every day, so thank you.
Wow, thank you for listening.
We appreciate you, Nikki. Okay. Hold on, don't go away.
Okay? Hop on out of here now.
Hey!
More rabbit stuff. Stupid.
She won by just a hair.
Oh, good.